It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're talking Michigan football. Want your ticket text, want your phone calls. Biggest issue with the team right now and what you think they finish with record-wise. I said 8-4. John, yesterday you said, who could they have added in the portal? And I want to be fair about this. I'm not going to say Dylan Gabriel. I'm not going to say Will Howard. Those guys wanted to be starters, wanted guaranteed jobs, and decided in December where they were going to enroll in January.
Okay.
Those aren't fair for me to come up and go, you should have had these guys. But I went back through it. And in December, Dante Moore, a five-star quarterback from Detroit, committed to be a backup at Oregon. So he would have committed to be a backup somewhere. He did.
Okay. The question, though, is Michigan is still playing.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh is your coach. He's the one that has to sign off on this.
Correct. I'm saying this is a program issue. They could have addressed Dante Moore via the portal, local kids.
It's a Jim Harbaugh issue.
Sure.
Because Sherrone Moore, Sherrone
was on the staff.
Right.
They do recruit.
Yeah. Okay.
They do make phone calls, and they do get in contact with recruits.
Yes. But who has to sign off on it?
Jim Harbaugh.
Thank you.
Okay. This is a multi-level issue.
Because Sherrone Moore is not going to say, we need to sign this guy. Let's sign this guy because I'm going to be the next head coach. You're not going to be here. That's not a conversation they're having in December.
I bring it up because you can't say because they had JJ, they couldn't get Dante Moore. Dante Moore picked a school to be a backup at. Yes, you could have pursued him. Jim could have pursued them, John. Same with Jaden Maiava. He left UNLV where he was a starter to be a backup at USC. These are guys who are backups that could be upgrades at Michigan if they had accessed the portal. If you want to go to the spring window, when Sherrone was the head coach, Jaden Rashad is the backup at Georgia. He's a four-star guy. There's some ability there. That's an option that Michigan could have pursued. The other name,
also some baggage that comes with it.
Absolutely. And then how about a guy with no baggage? Jordan McLeod. Who? He was at JMU a year ago. 35 touchdowns, 10 picks. He's now at Texas State. He committed on February 27th. That would have been a guy with starter's experience that you could have plugged in, that you could have had at the quarterback position.
But you're also assuming that he's going to be better.
Well, I'm seeing what I'm seeing with this quarterback room, and I'm asking questions.
Okay, so but you're assuming that him playing against Texas, just instead of being at Texas State, is going to be better.
Just like Michigan assumed that they had a good quarterback room.
Well, okay, again, I go back to, is it the quarterback or is it the supporting cast?
Well, it's both, but it doesn't excuse the quarterback situation. You're one of the 10 best programs in college football. You were the best program in college football a year ago. The idea that this is the best you can do at the most important position is frankly unacceptable.
So the guy at Texas State, you think is better than...
Davis Warren?
Davis Warren.
I do.
Okay. Your opinion.
Okay.
A texter brought up an interesting point in terms of when's the last time a national champion had what looks like a pretty big fall like this. And I wanted to combine that with this question. Whatever the excuse is, Michigan, it's easier for Michigan to be good because of their brand, right?
Yeah.
It just is.
Sure.
And people want to come here.
Yeah.
There's zero capitalization on winning a natty.
And when
that's
your
pathetic.
Coach, when your coach year in and year out is flirting with going to the NFL, I think this is the outcome that you,
I mean,
is one of the outcomes that can happen.
Guys, it just has all the makings of you made a deal with the devil and you got what you wanted.
Sure.
And now you're paying the price. But it's just that simple to me.
The Harbaugh point is fine to make, but isn't having Sherrone Moore acting head coach for the Penn State, Ohio State games, clearly the coach in waiting, even if it wasn't official, you knew who the head coach of the program would be if and when Jim ever left. It's not like the program was thrown into a spiral. That was the argument to keep Sherrone, is that you keep continuity, that there isn't supposed to be a big drop off.
Right, but who is the one that goes out there and ultimately signs off on a quarterback?
In the winter, it's Jim. In the spring, it's Sherrone.
Where's the payoff for JJ, though? You came here, you got to start 2 years, you had to wait a little bit, but he made him a pro. He made him a first-round pick. Michigan has not benefited from that whatsoever, versus that's a selling point for other universities.
It's supposed to be.
Right. I mean, it's just, you sit here and you're just like.
Yeah, but if Jim Harbaugh is not going to be there and you have a question that.
Because
who's developing the quarterback? Is it Kirk Campbell? Probably not. It's Jim Harbaugh. Is it Sherrone Moore for the quarterback? Probably not. It's Jim Harbaugh.
But everybody knew who the coach was going to be. I mean,
I understand.
Is it because
that,
it's Jim Harbaugh?
But was Jim Harbaugh, was he actually focused on the future of Michigan, or was he focused on Jim Harbaugh winning a national championship and then moving on to the NFL to try and pursue a Super Bowl?
Yes, he was focused on that, but I thought this was his beloved university.
Well, we all thought that.
But it's not all his fault. It isn't. It's excuse making to blame the guy that just left.
Up until January 24. Do you think Sherrone Moore had the power to sign a quarterback?
He should have. I don't care. He should have. He's going to be the coach.
What do you want to say? So if Jim Harbaugh interviews with the Chargers and doesn't get offered the job and is back, now he's going to coach a quarterback that his offensive coordinator signed?
Well, maybe if you're a strong program and you're putting the program in limbo like that, you say, see ya, Jim.
I don't disagree with that at all.
So that goes to leadership.
That's what I talked about when he was with the Minnesota Vikings, and he talked about, I'm never going to flirt with the NFL again.
They're not going to fire the reigning national championship head coach. I can't believe that was uttered on the radio. Like, I understand he put him in limbo, but the option wasn't to fire
this
him.
This is what you get if you don't do that.
No, what you're supposed to do is have a staff that works together and identifies proactively. Hey, JJ's likely going to the NFL. He's going to have a first-round grade. We need to bring in someone to compete for the job. Otherwise, it's going to be Alex Orji, a running back at quarterback, Davis Warren, who's a nice person but isn't a good player.
They let him do whatever he wanted, and this is what you get. You got the natty, and now you made the deal.
But
you made the deal with the devil, and this is what you get.
There is a four-star quarterback on the roster.
What do you want to say,
Sean? Jane Davis.
Then play him.
I said that yesterday.
Because we make promises, and we're loyal
yesterday.
At Michigan. We told Davis he's going to start, and you know that just goes back to that. This isn't the world we live in now. Freshmen come in and freshmen play.
John, I actually think you're right to make that point. Like, if they had said, it's a transition year, we're going to take our lumps, we got a guy with a high ceiling and a young player, we're going to get him in the game, we're going to see what we have in him. That's a selling point. Not we've got guys who are career backups that we're going to throw into the season.
And have we not seen this before at Michigan? What'd they do with Chad Henne?
Yep.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's see what you can do, young man.
But that becomes a Sherrone thing. He's the head coach.
Remember, it is now.
Remember, the
yes.
head coach signs off on
yes.
everything.
And
so
I'm
he makes,
it, yes.
yes.
And I said that yesterday.
Yep.
Jaden Davis, that could be your answer. This is Arkansas State. What better time to test it out?
I agree. Well, we have Sherrone on tomorrow. We can ask him. Let's get to the phones. We've got Brandon in Toledo. Brandon, you're on 97.1.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
I'm kind of with a lot of this issue being on Jim Harbaugh. I mean, you see players and coaches recruited as sophomores. That would have been 2021 and 2022 when Jim Harbaugh was sitting taking interviews. I remember being a little upset when he on National Recruiting Day and he's meeting with the Vikings. I said then I wanted Jim Harbaugh fired because I knew the effect that it was going to have on the program long term. And we didn't. Obviously, I'm happy we won a national championship. But we are seeing the effects of it now. They're depleted in a lot of depth areas, one of them being the quarterback spot. I mean, John, you're a former player. You know what the relationship aspect is in terms of recruiting, who you're going to be playing for over the next 2 to 3 years, depending on your status in terms of going to the pros. Like, that was a big negative effect in my point. I mean, to me, this looks like a 8-4, maybe 9-3 team if they can get things together. I honestly want to see Davis Warren completely have the job and give him the confidence. And if things don't go right, then I think you give the keys to Jaden Davis and just use it as a developmental year for the team.
Brandon, appreciate the phone call. His name's come up a bunch, including from Scott in Chesterfield. You want to talk Jaden Davis? You're on 97.1.
Absolutely, John. Thanks for bringing that up. I just don't understand why they don't want to put this guy in there, because not only would he shake up things, but he can also recruit receivers to come to Michigan, which would be a big thing. And the other point I want to make is with Alex Orji, why don't we make him a tailback? If we want him to, he's going to run the football anyway. Why doesn't he convert him to a tailback position?
Well, he was a wide receiver originally in high school and then moved to quarterback. I mean, he is a guy that he is a tremendous athlete. There's no arguing that. But he might not be great at throwing the football. So, yeah, there are other ways you can get him on the field.
I have one other idea. Donovan Edwards, clearly not an every down tailback. Why don't you consider converting him to wide receiver, converting to a slot receiver position so you can use his skill set better? He seems to be really good when he gets to the open field, but he's not an every down back, and they continue to try to put that square peg in a round hole. I just don't understand what they're doing with these guys.
I think Khalil Mullins is the guy that they should be using on first and second down. And if you're looking for a big play opportunity, you got big play Dono, but throw him the ball out of the backfield. Throw him the ball as a receiver. I mean, as a freshman against Minnesota, what do you have, 10 catches for nearly 200 yards? He set a record for running backs receiving. He is really good at catching the football.
Some ticket text before we get to Heather's news and the two grand slam. Dan Campbell, 802. Ticket texter says, right now, I don't think Michigan wins six games. I think that's a little much. Texter says, Michigan sucks 7-5. Moore will be fired. I also don't think that's happening this season. Pending something wild from the NCAA. This one says, what do we got here? It didn't help the gym wasn't always recruiting. He was taking interviews. Yes, that's a point we've been making. Says,
well, and then here's his exact quote. After he flirted with Minnesota. And I brought this up the last 2 years because this is something that has really annoyed me. He said, sure, the Super Bowl is the greatest prize in our sport, but winning a national championship, that's pretty darn great. Let's do that. Okay, you did that. There was a pull to the NFL because I got close to the Super Bowl, but this was the time to try and return, and this is the last time. Now let's go chase college football's greatest prize. I mean, those are the words of Jim Harbaugh. That is a direct quote, word for word. And then the year after that, he flirts with Denver.
Ticket texters. Hey, guys, the portal opened December 23rd and April 24th. At either point, Michigan had the opportunity to get a quarterback. Either that or bite the bullet with the young guy, Davis. They did neither. It's an ugly look. Texter says, Jim, you missed a name. When Saban retired, it opened the portal. Julian Sayin switched to Ohio State. Former five-star quarterback. Was Michigan in on him? It's a fair question.
Yeah, it is a question. And here's the thing is, and I've said this early on, maybe they made those phone calls and Saban just said, I don't want to go to Michigan.
Ticket texter says, Jim Harbaugh signs off on everything, huh?
Everything he knows about, yeah.
248-539-9797.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.